Good morning. We're learning Siman Beis. So Tfilas HaDerech starts with a Hirotzen, which means it does not start with a Bracha. So Tosis and other Rishonim discuss why does Tfilas HaDerech not start with a Bracha. So Tosis says, Beikra, this is a Tfilah, it's a Bakasha, it's not a Bracha, and therefore there's no need to start with a Bracha. But you end off with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that he's Shemeh Tfilah. So that is the Mikra Din. That's what the Pesukim seem to assume. Mikra Din Tfilas HaDerech can be said without having a bracha beforehand. However, the Merami Rutenberg said that he would be masmich his Tfilas HaDerech to another bracha to get the mila that should start off with the bracha as well. So there's a concept in halacha called bracha smuch lechaberto. If you're saying multiple brachas in succession, the first one starts out with bracha to Hashem l'ken melech olam. The subsequent brachas do not need to have the Shema Malchus Bracha Tashem Malchim Malchalom because they're relying on the original Shema Malchus from the first bracha. So in Berachos Kriya Shema, the first bracha starts out Bracha Tashem Malchim Malchalom Yitzor Bar Yechashiv, and the second bracha starts out Avor Rabba without a bracha because it's Smucha Lechaberto. In benching, we start out the first bracha with Bracha Tashem Malchim Malchalom. And the second bracha starts out with Noir Lacha. So over here as well, we can, if by being masmich to another bracha, we'll gain that the Tfilas HaDerech can use the bracha which is said at the beginning of the other bracha. What types of brachas can you be masmich to? So the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam is that Smucha Lachaberta only works to what's known as a bracha arucha, not to a bracha kitzara. What defines a bracha, whether it's arucha or kitzara, it's long or it's short? A bracha arucha begins and ends with the bracha to Hashem. So going back to benching, the first bracha of benching starts out with bracha to Hashem, l'kem l'chalom, azan l'chalom, and it finishes off with bracha to Hashem, azan l'chalom. The first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema, bracha to Hashem, l'kem l'chalom, yotzor v'yachashich, it ends off with bracha to Hashem, yotzor amaros. So it has a Shem Hashem at the beginning, the bracha at the beginning, and a bracha at the end. That's called a bracha arucha. Something of the shorter brachas, Chazal didn't do that. Bracha to Hashem alken malchalom shakol niyabed varo. It didn't, and you don't say bracha to Hashem shakol niyabed varo at the end. It's just one long bracha. It's one short bracha. So whenever it's just one straight inyan, that's a bracha kitzara. When it has multiple ideas in it, so Chazal put a chasim at the end to bring it all back together. That's a bracha arucha to which you can be masmich other brachas. Bracha kitzura, however, the Rebbeinu Tam is of the opinion that you cannot do so. So the Chayyadim says you should be masmich to another bracha like the Merami Rutenberg. So you eat something and you say bracha achrona. So he doesn't say you can be masmich to the bracha rishona. The bracha rishona has in it, it's a bracha ksara. So we want to follow the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam that it's not shayach to masmich to bracha ksara. Second of all, there's Mishabura raises a concern of hefsik. Bracha rishona would mean I would say bracha on an apple. I have to take a bite and swallow the bite. And then I can say Tfilas HaDerech, so it's not directly adjacent. Even Birchus Hareach, I make a bracha on Hareach, I have to smell before I will then proceed to Tfilas HaDerech. So there's a hefsek in between. But the bracha achrona does not have that issue. Or if the person relieves himself and says a bracha b'shei yotzar, and says Tfilas HaDerech immediately afterwards. Now, when he says eating something, so what bracha achrona are we referring to? So, if a person would be benching, a person would say it immediately after ayah chasrenu. A person saying alamichy or one of the main sholosh, whether it's alamichy, alagefen, alahaitz, bracha tashem, alaoritz, alamichyah, hirotzen. So the person would say it immediately adjacent to the end of alamichy. What about at the end of renefoshos? Renefoshos is lachara, a bracha. Kitzora, it does not all end off with Baruch Ato Hashem, Chehu Alamim. It ends off with Baruch Chehu Alamim. But the Poskim said that is sufficient for the purposes of this concept of Simucha L'Chaverta. We see that there is some element of a chasima to it, even if it's not a full chasima, that's sufficient to be used for the purposes of Simucha L'Chaverta. So a person can either be masimah to a brand of Hoshos, or to an Alamichya, or to benching, or to a Sheyotzar. We mentioned there is possibly some other scenarios where a person would be saying it in conjunction with davening. So in that situation, the person can be masimah to some of the brachas of davening. We'll talk more about that, Bez Hashem, in an upcoming shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.